Virgil or the Bible that character comes from, and how that becomes a sort of commentary on what Dante is talking about in this particular section of the Commedia.
It's also important to say that just as Dante develops this idea of a set of relationships between events, also it was part of the medieval system of biblical explication or exegesis that every single story not only is related to other stories, but every single story also has a moral. That is to say that there's a lesson to be learned about living in the here and now that can be derived from every one of those stories. So that in a sense, what we're saying is that if you look at the relationship between events as one way of reading, certainly what we're looking at here is something of that universality of Dante that we've talked about. But Dante clearly has in mind a system of biblical exegesis that he uses and applies to his own poem, where he expects people to be able to draw immediate moral lessons and implications from what he tells us.
Again, just to take one example from scripture that Bill mentioned before, the story of Jonah in the belly of the whale becomes a kind of prefiguration of the story of Jesus' resurrection. Okay, but if that also has a moral implication, we can look at the story of Jonah and say, well, how does that apply to the here and now? If you were not such a good exegete, you could look at it and say, well, it tells me better be careful about the next time somebody invites me to go deep sea fishing. But it turns out that they came up with something a little bit more sophisticated than that, and they said this is yet an example that it applies to all of us in the here and now of the fact that when times get bad, we shouldn't lose faith in or lose our trust in God. Okay, so that, again, that sense of taking the document and seeing it as a document that exists in the present turns out to be something that's very important in biblical exegesis, and of course particularly important in Dante's poem, where the presentness of his experience as he goes through the various circles of hell and up the mountain of purgatory and into the cosmology of Paradiso is very apparent.
And Dante does a very gutsy thing. Not only does he use this medieval system of biblical exegesis as part of the way he writes his own poem, but he says so. That is to say, he actually writes a letter to one of his patrons explaining that he has tried to write in imitation of the way the Bible is written, and that his Commedia can be read at these different levels of meaning with all the connections between various parts and the moral implications and so on, just as the Bible can be read. So Dante is undertaking not only an enterprise of enormous length with a lot of various texts to work with, but the way he goes about it and what he claims the product is seeking to be is an extraordinary, gutsy, unusually gutsy claim on the part of this poet.
Maybe one way to take a look at it, we mentioned that Dante is a poet of exile. Well, one of the things that you need to do when you're in exile and you have lost all of the normal things that authenticate you, if you will, that you don't have the support of the community that you were originally a part of, is that Dante wants to authenticate his work. And I think that this sort of twist that he's going to write it in imitation of God's way of writing is a way of saying, look, this is a poem that should be listened to. This is a poem of exile, but it is also a poem to be taken with almost biblical seriousness.
I would add one more specific thing about looking at the Bible. Obviously, one of the things, say, about the Middle Ages is even parts of the Bible today that most serious Jews and Christians don't read real carefully were nevertheless very important in the Middle Ages. For example, people today don't tend to pore over Leviticus or Numbers a great deal. Nevertheless, all the Bible was seen as God's Word, and therefore all was important. And so sometimes there will be biblical references that even to people who know the Bible pretty well today will seem obscure. But also, I think we'd be willing to argue that there are two parts of the Old Testament that become particularly important for Dante. One is the story, and then later on sort of the retelling of the story in various ways, of the exile of the Hebrews, a sort of paradigmatic event in the history of the Hebrews. And the second would be collectively the body of prophetic literature. Because after all, prophets tend to be exiled, imprisoned, beaten up, mocked, scorned, and whatever. They tend to have to do some tough things. They pay for it in their own lives. They are also very important poets. I think we sometimes forget about the poetic quality of Old Testament prophecy. And I think, therefore, both the literature and the fact that it resonates with Dante's own experiences are going to make the prophetic text and the story of the exile particularly important for Dante to draw on throughout the poem.